Empty silhouettes dance upon the walls as I walk away.
Oh, darling,
never knowing.
Please believe me, I'll never do you no harm. Believe me when I tell you, I'll never do you no harm.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's End. On the break, that was McClinton with Change and Empty Silhouette. I am joined in studio tonight by Joe Curry,
former keyboard player of McClinton,
as the case may be, and Sensei Russ Ferdico of Family Martial Arts in Goshen, New York.
I can't play keyboard.
Nobody asked you to. So we're going to do what we always do here. We're going to do the Ann Jackson segment, who, as everybody knows who regularly listens to the show, was a woman who was held out to be this great anti-scammer. And then she started sending people to scammers, so people start to wonder if she was with the scammers or if she was doing it on purpose. And we've been asked to investigate, and it's been one heck of a bumpy ride thus far, hasn't it, Joe?
It most certainly has.
So
just waffling all over the place.
We tend to think she might be nuts, but what do we know? So at this point, she has certain catchphrases that she's known for. Mr. Davin, she calls me Mr. Davin. And there's also so how many Mr. Davins tonight, Joe? Because we asked the people to participate.
Oh,
you can guess how many
okay.
times she's gonna say Mr. Davin.
All right, I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay, well before you give us your numbers, because I'll let the den pen away until you are gonna take the place of Pip tonight and name the other two categories.
Right. We're gonna have fucking mafias.
Fucking mafias.
And let's
these are all things that she says in the insanity. I'm going to read her emails to me.
I'm Sicilian American. I'm being victimized on your show, Dad.
You're a special victim.
Let's see. An idiot Melvin.
Idiot Melvin.
What does that mean?
Dr. Melvin Santos is a scammer who this woman Anne believes is the United Nations secretary.
Nice.
Yes. All right. So Joe. Now, why don't you tell us your numbers, and then you can tell us what the den pen weighs
all
in.
All right. So
those who want to participate.
So I got five Mr. Davins, fucking mafia, I'm going to put down for three, and idiot Melvins, I'm going to put down for three.
Three. Okay.
Russ, what do you got?
I'll copy you. 5, 3, and 3.
Well,
where's the adventure?
No, okay, let's go Mr. Davins.
All right,
we'll
let's
six.
See.
Six we'll Mr. Davins.
Six.
Okay, six Mr. Davins.
One, because I don't like the mafia anymore.
Okay, so one. Okay.
Racist.
Yeah.
Yes, I am, man.
She'll be busting a Russian mother's balls.
She should be serving me wine.
An idiot Melvins?
I'll do two idiot Melvins.
Two idiot Melvins.
Okay, so we got, let's see. Joe's girl.
Shouldn't you just say your girl?
I'm sorry.
When you read it. No, you're right. You're doing it right, but I'm just saying.
She's got four Mr. Davins. Let's see. Two fucking mafias and zero idiot Melvins.
Oh, she doesn't like your category.
Yeah, we got Tommy, and Tommy is down for three Mr. Davins.
No.
Two fucking mafias and one idiot Melvin.
Not getting high numbers on your choices this week, Joe.
Yeah, really. Now, I wonder if Lisa's out there. Is Lisa out there?
Well, we're not going to wait all show for her.
Okay, we got, all right, pots right, and we play.
What'd you say, pots right?
That's when we play cards. It's like pots right, and we play.
Okay. Well, we'll do with a little song that you created that you wanted to hear all of last week. Busters.
Busters! If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters!
I'll let it play out for us.
If it's something weird,
strap in, it's a Linky song.
Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't afraid of no scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam!
Ghostbusters!
An African man scamming on your iPad. Oh, who you gonna call?
Scambusters!
I ain't feeling no scams. I ain't feeling no scams. Who you gonna call?
Scambusters!
If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call
Scambusters!
I ain't afraid of no scam. I hear it likes the singles. I ain't afraid of no scam.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Are you sure? Your sponsor dollars at work.
I know. Now everybody switch stations.
What'd you say?
I screwed up the show. Everybody switch stations.
No, no. People like that. I people tell me, why don't you let it play more? And just like, well, we got more stuff to do. But
yeah, right.
I like it. It's just lengthy. You know, that's all. I like it, though. All right. So, April 16, 2014. This is me writing to her. Now, remember last week, she kind of told us more how Miller came into her life.
Yeah.
With, you know, when her friend Jimmy Jones was murdered. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, Miller, yeah, was a scammer, but she thinks he's for real. And like, real lawyers have, like, told her, yeah, this is a scammer, and the authorities have told her this. But then she's talking to these scammers that are posing as the authorities, and that's who she believes.
Oh,
yeah.
Righty.
All right, so this is me writing to her on April 16, 2014. You have a real lawyer, your real police, scam hunters, and me telling you this is all an elaborate scam, including Jimmy. But you believe none of us. I, too, have talked to real scammers on webcam and have had real conversation. It does not mean they are not scammers. These scammers have told you that scam hunters are going to kill you. They have convinced you that I am a scammer. They tell you lies to get your money. They tell you lies about the victim who called us and brought our attention did. And I can't help you as long as you believe anything these people have told you has a shred of truth. They have been feeding you lies for years. You make no comment when I present you with the evidence that Parker Green was somebody that is posing as a U.S. soldier, is a liar and not the man in the picture. I showed her that, no, this is a model. This isn't. Anyway. Surely that deserved a comment from you and makes me wonder. And again, this goes, well, maybe she's working with the scammers, Joe.
Yes. And it's been that twist has been there as well.
So, well, that's why we all got into it originally. So she responds to me on April 17th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
That's one.
Yeah, we got one.
The real issue is the woman who called us and brought this to our attention is a troublemaker. If you believe her, you will go to hell.
Oh, don't say that.
That's what she says. And then we go to ball busting blue, Joe.
Can Mike Huckabee save you?
She's lying about the truth. Green never asked her money. She is fucking laying. I think she meant lying.
That is, so. She's a goose.
Damn spell check.
How was it? Like six liars a laying? Is that what it is?
Six geese a laying.
Okay.
Yes.
I go to her. I go, you think somebody who used a model's picture as his own and claimed to have a daughter that you called a scammer would not ask for money? That's what I said there. She goes, Mr. Davin!
That's dose.
The real scammers are Pedro Simpson, Jayanthi Marum, and Omar Fletcher, who scam me.
Who the hell are they?
Those are the ones that, you know, they supposedly killed Jimmy Jones.
Oh, okay.
That Thai woman is very horrible, and she is fucking bitch. Arrested by Brown Cotton, who's supposedly with the FBI.
Oh, lovely.
And Miller, who's supposedly a U.S. soldier.
No. Oh,
and these are the stories that they're feeding her.
Wow.
She's biting every bit of the way.
In the beginning, Miller and Green did not know Brown Cotton, so I introduced Brown to Miller and Green.
What a pal.
Then I got the contact from Eric Bohr. Eric is works for the Interpol.
Oh, cool. So you have to have Interpol.
Sure. Mm. So I introduced Brown to Eric. Then I got contact from UN Secretary Dr. Melvin Santos.
What?
And then I introduced Eric and Brown to Dr. Melvin Santos. And you can just see that huddle. All right, huddle up, guys. We're all going to get our cut. Probably all the same dude sitting in one internet cafe. It's probably
laughing his ass off. Yes. How stupid this woman is.
Having a frappuccino while going hysterical.
All right, I don't know if there's Starbucks in Ghana.
But I know somebody's spitting coffee all over the table going, is she kidding me?
Here are the issues. Number one, I want to say that the authorities should open up the truth. Opening up case file is not free. It actually is. Also, very, very, very free. Also, they should tell the victims the whole procedures of dealing with the cases. Number two, my international lawyer told me the total cost, including the investigation, will be over $100,000. Doesn't tell me what denomination. Maybe in change that can be thrown at her. I don't know. He told me before, due to the legal procedure, and sending the criminal to the high court. There's a high court. I think they all smoke weed. I don't know what I don't know where this court is.
Colorado.
But they would still understand separation between church and state.
Yes, they do, Joe. I have no idea why Brown, Kahn, and Eric Bohr do not want to explain the whole truth to the victims. But it's very hard.
Because they're scammers.
That's not nice. But it's very hard because they cannot show the truth in public. If they do open up the truth in public, the scammers will impersonate authorities. I know!
bring up the truth in public, like on a radio show.
Sure.
I do not believe your investigation because I did go here and they're looking for the truth and I really consulted police officers and lawyers here. And she continues. So-called Dr. Melvin Santos. You didn't have that, did you, Joe?
No. It's idiot Melvin.
I have no idea why you are so stupid with the title Dr. Melvin Santos.
Got to get with that. You know, sometimes you just got to get it.
Well, lady, I pulled that out of my ass and you seem to have bought it.
That's funny.
Doctors should be respected, but I cannot judge the truth now. After exposing my true story, people first thought Jimmy was a scammer. In fact, I also told my police that I contacted the FBI and Interpol. My police told me they cannot do anything, but it will be good if I report them to the Interpol. Police recommended Interpol. Now ball busting blue. The authorities should explain very well before opening the case file. Back to black. This is the issue of law enforcement. It is not free. It is the truth. But the authorities should explain the whole in the very beginning, and then the victims can make decision if they want to open the case files. Otherwise, people will judge it as a scam.
Mm-hmm.
But you said that to open a case is free.
It is. But that's not what the scammers pretending to be authorities told her. After paying the fees, there is another payment coming up.
She showed them.
She's on top of this, man.
People thought so. She was deemed an expert. That's why we're doing this. Wow. This is why victims will think of it as a scam. Do you know why? No, go on.
Go on.
You said to the victims that you can bring their money back. But they need to pay for the fees for the legal process. All right, anybody in real law enforcement, FBI, Interpol, police, if it's legit, they'll say, listen, there's no guarantees you're going to get your money back. Chances are you're not going to get your money
back.
Probably, yeah. But anyway, but that's not what a scammer says. No, for the low cost of 100,000 yen, we'll get your money back.
Okay, anything's possible.
And act now.
You never know what is the next, and then you ask the victims to borrow money. What if the victims were broke? They could not afford the fees for another payment. This is so-called scam.
Yes.
Oh, man.
The true case is from me. I asked if there was another payment. Brown Cotton and fucking idiot Maybank manager Prakash. No. You didn't have that one, did you, Joe?
No. I'm surprised that's what it says on his business cards.
I think it does. Yeah. Told me they would do the funds transfer to my account, and there was no more payment. But he did not bring the true info to me, and this is why I never got the money back. It is never-ending payments, and they scam me so much money. I did confirm with him, and he once swore to me that there was no other payment, but he lies. Well, this is what we're saying.
Yes.
Yes, she's on point here. Let's see how long that stays.
Wow.
The true case from Jennifer. Now, Jennifer is Parker Green, the Marine's daughter.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
She told me she confirmed with the bank. The bank told her the funds would release to her after activating the account. There is no more payment. I did warn her that she had to confirm every detail at the bank. She said she confirmed, but she lies. She asked another fees for stamp fees. And then I was fucking mad.
That would do it.
Yeah. I'm there with her, man. I'm there.
Again, she asked for another fees for 2014 tax. And she said the bank teller also did not know the other payment. It is never-ending payment. It is lies. She is running away without taking any responsibility. She lies and she makes mistakes. What did she send to me? She want to prove it is not a scam. She asked me to pay $200 because she lost it. By the way,
what?
She lost it because she got hit by a truck in traffic. That's what
you
mean.
No.
Oh, that was, okay.
No way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it happened. By the way, she told me it was not bank problem, but she also put the money in there for the funds transfer. Jennifer played dirty on me. She does not tell the truth, and she cheated on me.
Now, this is somebody that she calls her, who could be her daughter. She calls her daughter. Then she changes every waffles on this.
Unbelievable.
Miller also Miller's another U.S. soldier, allegedly. Miller also lies to me because he told me he would return the money to me, but never. Brown Cotton told me he would return the money to me, but never. He is a snake.
No, he's a scammer, stupid.
But never.
But hello.
He said to me that he would return the money to me after selling gold bars.
Gold bars.
Now let's stop for a second. Now it's almost like the money that she could be technically in on the money laundering thing. That
well, right. She's being greedy. But like an FBI man's going to be selling gold bars, but that's what they believe. Listen, we found these gold.
It's
not. It is, but it's not because people.
It's kind of sad, but
suckered into this.
But that technically, she's there was been talk that she's like in with them on money laundering and the gold bars. If she's going in and knows about knowingly about these gold bars, voila, you're money laundering.
Holy
or an accessory or an accessory to it.
Too. Yeah,
and you will go to jail for this. This is happening a lot in like Malaysia.
Yeah.
And like
really.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. People go to jail. And they get sentenced to death.
Now for her,
this is real.
Well, Malaysia's hardcore, right?
Yeah,
they got serious.
Yeah, and nonetheless, even if she is innocent on this, she's got to go to court. She's got to spend all this money, even more money, to prove that her to prove her innocence that she got caught up with these scammers.
Wow.
Let's see. Where was I? Yes. He is real Fox playing dirty. I have no idea why American people are like this. Shame on you. And again, this is what scammers do. They try to get people to hate Americans. That's they start hating our military because these scammers are pretending to be military and they get screwed out of all this money. And they think it's the real servicemen doing this.
And it's so easy to hate America, you know, that all these people jump right on board with it.
Yeah, sure.
This is why I insult them all the time. There are always some reasons. Here is the truth. And I do.
That sounds like something you would say about me.
There's reasons. And here's the truth.
I don't know if that was an excerpt from you or.
That was me. I was thinking aloud. Yeah. I apologize. Here's the truth, and I do not need to hide everything. That idiot bank lawyer Morris Mariba also makes mistakes. He often changes words because he works for his bank, but he never thinks of the real victims, and this is why the victims would never get money back. She thinks that these are real officials who are just very, very incompetent.
Now, the thing about it is that now at this portion, she calls them incompetent. 10 minutes later, she could be calling them all scammers. She's got. She's
20 minutes later, she calls them her pals.
Right. So she's
this woman is obviously
obviously schizophrenic because it just changed.
But I don't know if a schizophrenic would have such command out of all these stories. I don't know. I don't know the disease well enough.
Mm.
Although working with you two, you would think I did.
Yeah.
But it's just amazing how she got. And the whole thing about it is when she calls them scammers. It's kind of the whole thing is for to identify that there are scammers. But I think she's having a problem with it because after all of this, I think for her to admit that would be devastating to her. So mentally, I think she's just trying to block out, you know, to come to terms that they are scammers.
I agree with yes. I totally agree with that.
All right. So we'll go on. Let's see.
That's a good assessment.
Mm.
These people are really idiots. Go to hell. I never get any reply from them about the funds, but in Hong Leong, after exposing the truth, it means it is a real scam. I think, where was Hong Leong? Was that?
I don't know, but if I was an Asian porn star, that would be my name.
Hell yeah, man.
She continues.
Maybe she means Leon's hung.
Yeah.
Go to hell and burn in hell. So don't just participate.
Oh, sounds like a note on my kitchen table.
You should follow it. The truth is that you do scam my money. Then she writes, Mr. Davin!
That's three. One. And also, she just brought up the scamming thing again. Not incompetence, but scamming.
Yeah, this woman's whacked.
Yeah.
Wow.
They keep silent, and it really means that they are scammers. I did contact some anti-scam sites to post them all. I do not want to say anything. Everything seems like scam. So you can make the conclusion soon and then tell the people not to contact FBI, Interpol, because these people are fucking mafias as well as scammers.
Yeah, one. Fucking mafias, one.
They never help the victims, and they already hold all the funds belonging to the victims. The corrupted government will eat those money, or the scammers will scam the bank doing terror activities. The victims' funds are being used by the terrorists, which is true. Thanks for the last share. So she thinks... that she's dealing with real officials that are, like, corrupt. But she's dealing with scammers that are very good at their job.
Yeah.
She needs some help.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
So you can see how well that's going. She continues, Mr. Davin!
That is
I have no time for this anymore because I must go on my life with hard work. I must pay the debts before I die. I think to commit suicide many times, but I have debts.
She,
yeah. She's suicidal. Yeah. At least she says she is. One of my friends lent money to me, but her husband died. I was so sad because I did not return the whole money to her. Have you ever thought about this? I did cry for this because I still owed them money. It is shame because Brown Cotton, Eric Bohr, Miller, and Green are fucking mafias.
That's two.
Who scam me a lot, and this is the main reason. I did tell my friends about these people. No one believes me now. I am working hard and prepare for returning money to my friends and my company. She brought money from her job,
can
too.
Can we stop right this minute? Now you feel sad.
Yeah, she's got to stop giving money
now
to
people. Now you feel, because what she said, nobody believes me. Because she's been twisted in and out. Now she's fighting a battle that she's alone in.
I am working hard and prepare for returning money to my friends and my company. Maybe I will die because I cannot rest and I must work over 16 hours every day. I'm still looking for the jobs to earn money to return the debts. I still have the debts with high interest, and this fucking Miller destroys me. So please, make the real conclusion. They are scammers because they destroy the victims. You feel bad.
You feel bad. And now she's coming to terms that they're scammers again.
We'll see how long this lasts.
I understand, but in 5 minutes, three turns?
April 18th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
That is five.
You know part of my true scam, starting with Jimmy and the real scammers called Pedro Simpson, Janthi Marum, then comes up with Omar Fletcher. Now we go to ball-busting Blue Joe.
Uh-huh.
I did call FBI asking for help and send mail to Interpol from official sites. Then I send report to UN. People said they are scammers.
And she said official sites.
Right.
Yeah.
So she did do that. About Green. I had a true conversation between Green and me, but the old Yahoo Messenger account was blocked out, and this is why I cannot show the real messages to you. Green is real, and she has a daughter called Jennifer. And she has a daughter, well, wrong pronoun, but I know what you meant. Green went to London to meet his daughter and confirmed the truth for me. He told me that no one can lie to him due to his ranking in the army.
Oh, boy, she's crazy.
He is a real hero who got injured many times. He is a good man with honorable heart. He has a real samurai spirit. Well, thank goodness you're here, Sensei.
Would you agree?
Tell us about this samurai spirit.
Definitely the code of Bushido at its best right here.
It's Bushido.
Like yes. More like Bullshido. Yeah, it's Bullshido.
Ah. For me, he is a real hero. I do like his personality. One more thing. Green does not talk much. He gets into points very fast. He can make quick decisions according to his judgment. He is very strict to his daughter. Once Green told me that his daughter has grown up, he was so happy. I can see he loves his daughter so much. Soldier job is not easy because it is a life job, as I told you before. Well, Russ, you were a soldier. Is soldier job easy? Is it a life job?
Soldier job very easy. Sure.
Soldier,
soldier job. Yeah. I got a soldier job.
Yeah, soldier.
They give me a gun and everything. Get to drive the tank, though.
Yeah,
a soldier job.
Wow.
This job sometimes hurts soldiers and soldiers' families. Many soldiers got injured due to the war. Who can pay for the prices? Even your government will never pay enough to the soldiers. About Miller. I was looking for Jimmy, and he told me he would help me in the very beginning. Green told Miller when to beg him to help me. This is what I know. Maybe this Miller is stupid in some ways. I cried for 2 years, and I was almost suffering from the depression. I am truly sad because people suffer from something for me because they really do not know the truth about funds transfer and the issue of money laundering. They lost money, too. I did consult a bank manager in Western Union in Tokyo. She's a Japanese woman, who is specialist in money laundering. He told me, quote, people must pay for the tax clearances, otherwise it will be involved in money laundering, end quote. The government will never release the funds. Back to ball-busting Blue. The truth, mafias are rich, and they also use the lawyers, and this is why they can avoid money laundering, and they get lots of money, or they are good at doing money washed.
Money washed. Money
washed. Well, it's Wednesday. It's money washing day. People do not believe it. This is why I got lots of insults from my company. My company also want to protect me, so there is no advertisement for my classes anymore. It is protection for my students. I have no choice, so I close my classes. This is really sad.
This is.
Yeah. I mean, if this is all true.
This woman's really
And you never know
lot.
With this woman, but you're listening to her talking about a life ruined by these scammers. Forget about the money. All the dignity, all the
life.
Respect.
Yeah, the whole
and
thing.
And her job was trying to help
wow.
her.
Yeah.
You know, and even with the job trying to help her, she's still doesn't get it. I mean, it's very sad, but you know she's very mentally ill.
Stay off cyberspace is what she needs.
Mm. I must work hard to return the money to my friends, my company, and my credit cards company. I thank to God, my family, my friends, and my bosses who give me the chances to work. One of my bosses told me, quote, practice makes perfect, never give up, end quote.
Cool.
This is why I can work and fix my real life. I do appreciate them all the time. They worry about me a lot. Thanks to God to let me back to be healthy. to work to serve the people in our society. About Liar, who called our show and brought this to our attention. I think we're about to shift gears, Joe.
Yeah, I think so.
About Liar. Why not fuck her up?
Wow. Wow.
I just want to say, you never prove the truth. We need the true evidence. We need the real messages. But this liar bitch lies. This is what I can see. I do not like the people who change words. If she cannot afford the truth, it means she is fucking liar. She's a real fucking asshole. We need the evidence.
What does she mean by afford the truth?
Apparently, the truth costs money. The truth will set you free, but it ain't going to be cheap, my friend.
But bring your checkbook.
Everybody's got a price, even the truth.
FBI says it costs 100 grand.
Yeah.
P.S. Do not ask me the questions anymore. According to my experiences, many people do not ask the authorities or the lawyers. I also called my local government, and I told him I needed a lawyer. He told me he just knew domestic lawyers, but not an international lawyer. He worried about me and called me a couple of times. I finally found two, and then I went to consult the international lawyer who deals with criminal cases. I do know a lot, even about money laundering and funds transfer. Many mafias are doing money laundering. Brown Cotton, the FBI guy, is good at arresting criminal cases, but he does not know all of the money laundering cases till he dealt with my cases. It was a little practice, like the training wheels of money laundering.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
That's how it works. That's how the FBI does. That's wow. how we do. Eric Bohr, the Interpol, is really good at arresting terrorists. Conclusion. The authorities do not deal with the many cases about the scam, and this is why. They maybe do not know how to deal with them if the victims do not report or do not tell the truth. Now to damn it all red, Joe. Yeah. Hunters are really bad because they do not have any kind of sense of this kind of criminal case. Not everything is a scam. How ironic! Okay. The hunters do not know the international trade, and they are also liars. So now the people who try to help victims are also.
So scam hunters, how would they... They don't understand international trade.
Because only Anne understands international trade.
Yeah, I would, maybe they don't, maybe they
don't. I
don't. Right. So
but I know it don't cost all this.
No. Right. And also, who's she to judge that these other people don't?
She's an expert, stupid. Don't you pay attention? Stick around, she'll tell you. Mr. Davin!
No, here we go.
Wow.
We need evidence like this. This man lies to me because he can ask the officers to return the money to him, but he did not. He is not a man with words, but he is a man full of lies. See through the words. Everyone has his own pages turning on. They are killing me, and I must work without rest. They are killers. I do hope you can expose all this. I will not come here to reply to your questions because you never do the investigations. I've done a lot of investigations.
Yeah, really, and you informed her of the investigations that we've done. Now, I do feel bad where she says that she gets no rest, which could be the truth because she's working all these jobs.
Yeah, it could be.
Just to try to undo what the damage has been done to her. This is horrible. This is absolutely horrible.
If you really want to help me, please send it to your offers. Your officers. White House. Thanks. See? You think Obama's not paying attention? I'm going to call him up and let him know.
Yeah. Big O's all over it.
And Trump. It'll be the biggest anti-scamming. I'm going to bust all the scammers. It's going to be terrific.
I'm going to put them on a bus.
I'm going to build a wall around Africa. It's going to be so high that the internet cannot get through this wall.
But I can see if it gets... I get the funny thing. Davin actually reached Obama. The first thing Obama would go is, Joe's still busting my balls.
Yeah. Leave me alone. He doesn't know who you are.
Yeah. And he would know who you are.
No, but I didn't call him.
But hypothetically, if you called him and he picked up the phone, he would know us.
You think if I call him, I'm going to talk about you? I'm talking to the President of the United States.
No, he would talk about me. Could he just stop busting my balls?
I'm sure that's not coming up in conversation. I'm sure what would come up is, did Joe's wife crack him over the head with a can of pineapples yet, or what?
Oh, believe me, I can see in the Oval Office, Mr. President, Stupid's on the phone.
Putin? Put him right through. So I write to her, Anne, listen. Let me look. Oh, actually, no, I don't write. Oh,
pretty
no.
Please with sugar on top.
Oh, no, this is not from me. I'm sorry. This is from Brown Cotton, FBI. Anne, listen, okay. Let me tell you. I am a man of my words.
Sure.
I've helped you a lot, and I can see that you never appreciate all the things I've done for you. You also insulted me and called me a liar. There is nothing to pay again after the $300.
Wow.
You just insult me, which I will not take from you. I have paid for this damn. Which is left is $300. I do not have it. I have helped you a lot, but all I get from you is insult. Beware how you insult me, or I will take legal actions against you.
No, boy.
I can only proceed when I get the $300 to get the full stamp. Thanks, Brown. So now this is a conversation between Anne and Parker Green. the soldier who she spoke very highly of. This is Anne. You are not a human being, but an animal telling you lies.
Wow.
Just 5 minutes ago.
Wow, literally.
What a great guy this person is.
This is from December 5th, I'm guessing 2013. God will punish you because you lie to me. I have no idea why you lie all the time, because you're a scammer.
Yeah, right on.
I hate you and your personality.
Ooh.
Parker Green has a response. Russ, what do you think the response is?
I don't know why you call me a liar. I'm an honest guy.
Okay. Again, with the okay?
Yeah.
Parker Green goes, God will punish you, too.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, God's a ping pong ball going back and forth. Who am I punishing? Y'all get on one side and I'll punish you both. I can't be punishing everybody separately. I'm God. I'm a busy man. There's a woman in Kentucky that needs me.
I know. Only Mike Huckabee can squash this argument.
Yeah. Where's Huckabee when we need him? God will punish you, too, because you called me a liar. She goes, you are. He never returns the money. This is from December 5th. He never returns the money to me. You will see. You play on me and Brown. Is a good FBI man. I hate you and James Miller. Liar. Parker Green goes, he'll return all your money. She goes, I will go to jail. Fuck off my life. You set me up. I tried to save people's lives. To destroy. You did destroy me. To hell. Bye. Green responds, Brown has the gold bars with him.
Oh, my God. Gold bars.
She goes, keep it.
Really?
Yeah. She's not in it for the money. The bloom is off the rose.
Hmm.
Forever.
Forever.
You know, you will know what it is. Lies. then we get, who's this from? This is from Brown, a letter to her, an email. I am writing to proceed. Jennifer needs some money. Please try to help her. Her exam starts tomorrow. Brown. Then this is for Brown again. Hello, Anne. Miller has left Baghdad today, and he will be at Washington, D.C. airport on 13/10/2012. I will keep you informed because he has no phone. Thanks, Brown. Because that's how the FBI writes stuff.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And he has no phone. It was in 2012. Who doesn't have a phone?
Exactly.
He doesn't. It says so here.
It's got to be true.
Yeah. Another one. Hello, Anne. You think I am stupid, man, or what? Why have you chosen to insult my personality? I hate all the mails that you have sent to me, and I will file it. I spent money, too, for your friend James, and now you open your stupid mouth to call me a scammer? I just sent $100 to James, and all I get is insult. Well, it is never your fault. I did allow you to talk to me too much. That is why, if you know my position, you cannot stand and talk to me at all. Brown. And that's where we'll leave it.
Mm. Okay. Oh,
Joe?
So, final tally. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6, Mr. Davins.
Anybody have 6?
Okay. Actually, Rush did. Rush.
Look at that.
Big winner.
Don't you feel like a big winner?
Oh, yeah. After hearing all this, I want to throw myself in front of a truck.
And 2 fucking mafias. Joe's girl got the 2.
Not a girl, Joe's girl.
And also, Truck of Tom got the 2 on that.
Oh, look at that.
Idiot Melvins, we got nothing.
That's a shame. No Idiot Melvins tonight. Yeah. So, I mean, she's been back and forth on this.
She's got to cancel every cyberspace account she has.
But she thinks she's an expert.
And
we're all idiots.
She's got to get away from this, like, now.
Why didn't I think of that?
Did you recommend her to get counseling?
I'm sure I've recommended things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Joe's on it. I'd specifically recommend.
Yeah, because she sounds like a woman that'll take sound advice, Joe.
But just to throw it out there.
Sure, she takes everything else well.
Ooh.
All right, you know what, Joe? Why don't you start suggesting rational things when Joanne's in the middle of yelling at you?
Oh, boy.
maybe not to use the term counseling. Maybe a victim support group.
But she thinks she's the expert.
She would think she actually thinks she's
the expert. She would think she should run the victim support group.
That would throw
She's an expert, I'm sure, at a lot of things. This is not it.
No.
I don't think she's an expert at much at all.
No.
Not really, no. That's just...
No.
You feel bad for. I mean,
this was a feel bad episode.
It was a feel bad. There was a definitely feel bad episode for her.
We've done our job,
right? Anybody in the chat think? Oh, there. She's an expert target and fodder for half hour of entertainment on Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't even have to see who. You didn't even have to tell me who wrote it. I know what jackass that is.
Tom's like, well, I'm having a good time. Pass the beer.
I was like, what do you got? Oh, there you go. Okay.
You asked, and that's what you're given.
Wow.
Oh, the compassionate dentist.
I didn't even get to the end of this sentence before time.
I'll tell you what I think. It makes a half an hour fly by.
There you go.
That's what we really want.
What compassion. And another thing. She has deserves it all.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. We should thank some folks for letting this happen.
Yes.
Russ, what would you like to tell us about Family Martial Arts?
Great place. Come visit us anytime. Family Martial Arts Goshen.com. Thanks for having me, guys. This was great.
All pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
Also, if you want to call in the number to call Family Martial Arts to learn more, 845-469-1716. 845-469-1716. Come there. We'll hang out, and you can watch me try not to say something stupid while my daughter's on the mat.
Actually, he hasn't done that for about four or five belt levels now. So it's you might not get your money's worth for the trip.
I've become an advanced helicopter parent. Stupid knows to shut up so he doesn't catch a brick in the mouth.
That's funny.
The daughter's a little worried about the brick breaking.
She's fine.
The speed breaks is a little crazy,
She's
too.
She's fine. Believe it, that's going to be the hardest thing for
her. She only did it once with you. She's going to be there on Thursday. We doing that again?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the funniest thing is when we did that that fundraising event, and I walk outside. Yo, Joe, we need to see outside. I'll be right there. Come on, he broke a board over my
head. Yeah.
That's on
the video.
That's on the video. I think how's the website? Is the website back up?
No, the website's never been down. Is it finished the way it's supposed to be?
Yes.
No.
Can they go see the video?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, go in.
There's a link to the old site on the new site.
Who's on first?
Yeah.
So that's right. Is there graduation this week?
Nah, next week.
Oh.
Yeah, next week.
Now we have to rearrange my daughter's schedule.
Why?
Because she was going to do the softball clinic on Saturday morning. Now I got to reconfigure everything.
Why?
Because softball clinic and your karate class are at the same time on Saturday.
Okay.
So there's she no can't.
I see what you're saying. We'll work
somebody
it out.
Does.
I'm on 7 second delay with Devin.
I guess I'll do the Goldberg's read.
Yes.
Do you have it or you want?
No,
me?
I don't. I don't.
Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for whose enjoyment, Joe?
For everyone's enjoyment.
That works too. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low fat choices. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
It's delicious.
Have you had that?
Yes, it's unbelievable.
It rules.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
The deli there is like really
good.
Awesome.
It's really
yes.
good.
Yeah, that's the place to eat.
Yeah. I eat there. Like, listen, you don't get this physique unless you're willing to support your sponsors.
That's a bagel-induced weight waistline.
That's a bagel-induced weight line. Yeah, man, if it wasn't for the sponsors, I'd be a 32 waist.
Goddamn corned beef.
Huckabee's there blaming the corned beef.
It's God's will.
Yes. Set the pastrami free. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish. You never see a round knish, because then it's a latke.
That is true, actually. Yeah.
A square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Mm. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's famous bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of this little show, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Spinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den, my friend right here. And there's a great show coming up. Next show is October 30th. starring Eddie Clark, as seen in Orange is the New Black, and he is absolutely phenomenal. This show is not to be missed. So check out everything that Portobello has to order at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions for all of your entertainment needs. Canadian, you need a Canadian, I'll hook you up.
Hey.
At least if I'm going to butcher a read, it's going to be mine.
Yeah, right.
If you need a comedian, a performer for your kids' event, a karaoke, face paint, anything you need, band, a celebrity impersonator, Joan Rivers, because you're not getting the real thing anymore. Give us a call at 551-404-309-4551-404-309-4. And, of course, sidesplittingproductions.com. Russ, is there anything you want to promote in addition to this?
No, it's all good, man. Thanks for having me again, guys. Always have a great time.
Always a pleasure.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Russ. We appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
We're going to keep on doing what we're doing. We don't know exactly what it is. But
I think when
you
figure it out, you're on
the yeah, right. Well,
tune in next week when Joe tells us about daffodils.
Yeah. We're going to hold
on to that. During mum season.
Yeah, what's wrong with you, stupid? Talk about daffodils during mum season. How dare you? You're a sham and a charlatan.
Guy doesn't do prep.
Guy doesn't know his flowers. Start talking shit.
Guy, topic doesn't do prep.
Bunch of crap. Promises the fans he's going to talk about daffodils and doesn't know anything.
Guy doesn't know nothing.
How am I going to go? How
I'm
am
the
I gonna
Ann Jackson of daffodils.
You are the Ann Jackson.
Fucking manures.
Funny.
Bumblebee liars.
Everybody hates his personality.
Oh, funny.
Joe, you have a busy schedule this week.
Yes. Tomorrow night, Wednesday through Saturday, I will be down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Shows start at 9 o'clock on Wednesday through Friday and at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Go to 1877.uncle.vin or check out my page for all the information. Uncle Vinny's, Point Pleasant, this Wednesday through Saturday.
Go see Joe. Have a good luck. Have a good time.
Yeah, good luck.
If Joe gets angry, throw some change at him.
Don't haggle him with a pocket full of quarters.
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't go anywhere near his car.
Don't open it. Let me open my own door.
I was trying to help you out.
Can you imagine, God forbid, he ever gets valet parking and a guy tries to open up the door for him and Joe like rips the guy's arm off because he's just doing his job.
Come on, man. It's my car. It's my Honda Element. How dare you? But at least you know the guy. But there's a difference. You know what the guy's trying.
I know. I'm not convinced
but
you
But at a valet, but the guy tries to help you. He's being courteous. It's like, oh, thank you.
Poor son of a bitch gets a keyboard smashed over his head. Trying to help him out.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, go see Joe, but do it from a distance. I
30 yards or more.
Enjoy the comedy state of change throwing range.
Trucker Tom goes, fuck off my compost. How funny is that? Tommy on fire tonight, man.
It's not a front row show.
No, you see, Joe, you want to be in the next room over.
It's funny.
Behind glass, preferably.
I'll be at the Asian place next door.
make sure when you tell Joe how much you've enjoyed his act, you're doing it as you're walking out the venue. You don't want to shake his hand because he might slap you.
Oh, that's funny.
You're despicable.
Yes.
All right, this September 19th, Saturday night. I'll be at the Knights of Columbus at 669. Well, hold on here. Avenue C in Bayonne, New Jersey. This is a Knights of Columbus. I don't think we should be that close to 666 for an address. And I don't think we should have a 69 in our address either. You're a Knights of Columbus. When the address is more offensive than I can be, we got a problem.
I'd open with that.
Yeah, I probably will. You know me. You've worked with me enough.
That's a good opener. That's actually a good opener.
It really is. That's cool.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure if it's just not, well, I'll have a story.
Yeah, right.
Ixnay on the gay rights thing. Yeah.
But the sensei and Mr. Daffodil approved. Yeah. I don't understand.
Stay tuned for chit chat next week.
The Republicans I hang out didn't kick the shit out of me.
Will Joe throw money? Will be bad.
The only time you don't throw money is when you're at a strip club. Then your hands on your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm not departing with her. Who does she think she is? Those implants aren't very good.
Well, that's a good place to throw money at someone.
It is.
Yeah.
It's still demeaning, though.
No.
It's not demeaning?
You have to refocus Joe's energy.
No.
Joe's girl taking notes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Naked women. Yes. Gas station attendants. No.
No. I
have to
think
go to the titty bar. No, I don't like the girls. It's therapy. Yeah.
Oh, believe
I'm
me.
I'm reforming
on my
myself.
On my ride home, you're not really gonna go to a strip joint. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
I don't have the type of money to waste there. I just threw it all at the gas attendants.
And that's the answer. There's your answer.
Anyway. Saturday, I'm going to be at the Knights of Columbus in Bayonne, New Jersey. It's an 8:30 show. If you want to call for information, number to do that is 201-436-1492. I like the fact that it's the Knights of Columbus, and they got the 1492. They are doing all bunch of number stuff here. Mm. That's
Columbus.
Yeah.
Joe's girl goes, uh-huh.
Somebody's going to get an angry phone call.
We get that, Devin.
Somebody's not going to enjoy the ride on the thruway. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Somebody's going to want to crash into a pole, and God forbid he doesn't have his easy pass, because he is going to be a bear when he talks to a toll attendant when I'm done with him. How dare he think he's going? Am I just digging it for you, Joe?
Oh, wait till the toll. I go past the toll booth. What do you think? I'm a gas station attendant.
Are you throwing chairs? I heard this show.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm a gas station attendant. Should I come out and try to open your door, stupid?
$1.50. You got it. One, two. Yeah.
Pay your easy pass.
Get hit with six quarters upside the head.
Oh. So, again, if you're going to see Joe perform, or you're just trying to do your job, do so, but keep a distance.
God, for God's sakes, be careful out there.
All those heading home on the LIE or the thruway are crossing the, what is it, take the Tappan Zee?
Yeah.
Give Joe his space. Don't get near him.
He needs our support.
He needs something.
The Tappan Zee. He'll wind up crawling up on top of the cranes like Godzilla, King Kong.
Actually, have you seen the new tap next to...
Yeah, it's looking cool.
Yeah, you know, they built it higher.
Yeah,
which bothers me, because at least twice a year somebody tries to jump off that goddamn thing.
Yeah, I know.
And they're building it higher.
See the big crane? The really big crane? Yeah. That's like the biggest crane in the world.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's really cool.
And then you have the one crane with it.
Are we really going to close my show with crane talk? I think not. See the floor off the air, you two. Jesus Christ. Ooh, let's talk about machines.
Oh, it's cool. But you got to think this...
No! If you're not going to do 10 minutes on daffodils, you're not doing 10 minutes on cranes. Them's the rules.
I could do the cranes.
Shut up, stupid. Russ, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
You guys, thank you for hanging out in the den pen. Thank you guys for listening on replay, listening wherever you are. This was
And thank you in the den pen, too.
That's what I just said.
I wanted to say it myself as I'm managing the den pen. It's my little thank you to them. And I'm going to write it as well, so it's documented.
I can understand why people trying to do their job get angry at you. I can empathize.
I got some change in my pocket.
Yeah. You're terrible. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
If you hate Joe, it's understandable.
You're all good.
Either way, keep on listening. See you.